Pauline Hanson è la controversa leader del partito Pauline Hanson One Nation, che lei stessa fondò nel 1997. Era stata eletta al Parlamento federale per il seggio di Oxley l'anno prima, nel 1996, come indipendente, dopo essere stata espulsa durante la campagna elettorale dal Partito Liberale per i suoi commenti contro gli aborigeni, ma dato che le schede elettorali erano già state stampate, figurò come liberale sulla scheda. Scaduto il mandato nel 1998, non fu rieletta e iniziò quindi il suo declino politico. Nel 2016 Pauline Hanson si presenta come candidata al Senato federale e presenta anche numerosi candidati per i seggi alla Camera dei Deputati per il partito One Nation, come l'italo-australiano Robert Pasquali nel seggio di Fairfax, vinto alle scorse elezioni dal controverso magnate Clive Palmer. Robert Pasquali spiega come mai c'è così tanto interesse al ritorno in politica di Pauline Hanson.
The polls are very positive for us, Domenico. The issue is that Pauline is probably our biggest asset, and she hasn't been active in politics for quite some time, but she's burst back on the stage very dynamically, as you would have seen from the media. She gets a lot of coverage. And as people understand that One Nation is active in the election again, we're getting many people come over, particularly from the Conservative parties, to come and express their interest in voting for us at the ballot box.
One Nation si propone come un partito politico populista, conservatore e anti-multiculturale. Robert Pasquali spiega qual è la politica del partito in materia di immigrazione.
I must say we're more than just the one policy party. Everyone keeps coming back to immigration. But what we're seeing at the moment is that we've grown to a size of 24 million people very quickly. In fact, we're some 17 years ahead of projections. What we want is net zero migration. That is, as people leave our country or pass, then we can get some more migrants in, but we don't want to get any bigger than 24 million people because we also have a very significant deficit that we've got to try and address. And bringing migrants over here, or refugees, costs us money. In fact, Mr. Di Natale, the il capo di Verde, he wants to bring in 50,000 new refugees. That will cost us $7 billion. We just can't afford it.
A Robert Pasquali viene fatto notare che se così fosse stato, probabilmente i suoi antenati non sarebbero mai arrivati in Australia.
Most definitely. I thank my grandparents for having the foresight to come over here. But it was a very different time. Right now, where the global economy is very depressed. Now, that's not to say that we don't want migrants or refugees into the future, but we've got enough on our plate at the moment with all the problems we've got financially, socially here at the moment. Just we want to potentially take maybe 5 years off and just get over the issues we have at the moment and then maybe look at what lies ahead after that.
Robert Pasquali è laureato in marketing e ha un Master di Business Administration del Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology Graduate School of Business. Considerando che One Nation non può vincere le elezioni in quanto non ha sufficienti candidati nei vari seggi elettorali, quale politica economica presentata dai due maggiori partiti Pasquali ritiene sia quella più vicina alla linea politica di One Nation?
It's a very good point. Obviously, it's a case-by-case basis. And I do say that one person on the floor of Parliament can make a difference, whether that be in the Senate or in the lower house. Now, we know that Pauline, from her previous experience, even though she was one lone voice, she made significant enhancements to the running of this country when she was last in government. And that's the way that she drives all members of her party. So one person on the floor of the House could make a difference. It is a case-by-case basis, depending on policy, but we definitely don't favour Mr Turnbull's approach, which is about rewarding the top end of town. He seems to have forgotten about the families. The families are the generators of true economic wealth, and there is nothing that I see for families that Mr Turnbull is giving us. It's all about the top end of town and tax reductions. We should be looking at these multinationals to pay their way as well. That would help Australian families, because hopefully it had a spin-off where Australian families could have tax reductions or additional family benefits that would help the normal Australian family survive.
Il risultato del seggio di Fairfax potrebbe essere deciso dalla distribuzione delle preferenze. A chi andranno le preferenze di Robert Pasquali?
We let that down to our supporters. We won't dictate, and we'll work with anyone who's in Parliament.